Over the last few days, there's been a lot of discussion around women's safety on the streets of the UK, sparked by the tragic death of Sarah Everard. Here on R&IB Connect Radio, we wanted to highlight the struggles that many blind and partially sighted women face every single day. Joining me to discuss this is Emily Davison, who's a freelance journalist, blogger and YouTube. Thank you for joining me, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
So what have been some of your experiences of harassment or safety on the streets of the UK?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones that comes up for me, which I find an issue, is when, you know, men, usually with the best intentions, actually approach me and, you know, grab me in an attempt to guide me or assist me without asking. And it can be really quite uncomfortable because, you know, they've not asked for permission to touch me and come into my personal space. They've not announced themselves. They've not told me that they are there. And it can be a bit intimidating when you don't even know someone's there and then you just feel a hand on your arm grabbing you and, you know, followed by usually afterwards a conversation about what it is they're doing. And, you know, when you're thinking about safety, that one's something that, you know, it makes you feel very uncomfortable. And, you know, I've had experiences where I was literally lifted off a bus by two men, you know, when I had my cane, and there was no dialogue about whether or not I wanted that at all. And it was, you know, it was like I was being manhandled, but afterwards I said, oh, we were just trying to help. But it made me feel incredibly uncomfortable. So that's, for me, that's a big one that comes up a lot. But I have had experiences where I've been out with my friends socialising and I've had men, you know, make inappropriate comments and, you know, say things like, because I can't see, they've got more of a chance to get with me and that I'm, they can solicit my attentions more and, you know, making very inappropriate comments to me. And, you know, I think also people, when I'm out, sometimes I have people kind of like walking behind me, and sometimes they distract my guide dog and make her sort of look around to see what they're doing, and it makes me feel very uncomfortable because they're walking right behind me. Mm-hmm. My dog's not able to pay attention to what she's doing, and you know, it makes you wonder what's going on, and that can be very uncomfortable.
Those that you've explained some really different sort of experiences then, and some of them are very, you know, happen to a lot of women, but some of them are really specific to blind and partially sighted women, like being manhandled. I can't imagine how awful that was, and the fact that people just do this without even a thought, they just do it and they don't even speak to you about it before, it's just awful.
Well, exactly, and I think the fact is you feel like you can't say anything, because whenever you say, look, this has happened to me, it made me feel very uncomfortable, it's a case of, you know, these people who do it saying, I was trying to help. You know, it's kind of an attitude that you should be grateful that you're being offered help, you know, and you're complaining about it. And it's like, well, I'm not complaining about the fact that I was offered help. I'm complaining about the way it was executed. You know, it takes literally 20 seconds to say, hello, my name is so-and-so. I just wondered if you'd like some help before you approach someone and start touching them. And you don't know what someone's been through. You don't know their backstory. That person could have had really traumatic experiences. And then you're approaching them and grabbing them and coming in with their personal space without asking. So it's really important that people actually understand that this is something that needs to change. If they want to help, great, wonderful. But you can't go around grabbing people.
No, absolutely you can't. You mentioned as well people getting in your personal space when you've got your guide dog walking behind you. How does that make you feel when, you know, when someone's getting just that bit too close?
It just makes me feel very wary, because Unity, I mean, she's now retired, but she, you know, she's always been a very wary dog, and she's always had a sixth sense for when something's a bit off. And you can tell when she's not comfortable, because that's what, she gets distracted, and when someone's deliberately trying to distract her, it makes me feel very self-conscious, because, you know, in my mind, why are they doing it? I mean, sometimes, you know, people are just trying to get the dog's attention and that's what they do, but other times when you're out on your own and it's the evening, you're thinking, why are you trying to distract my guide dog? Is there another reason behind that other than the fact you want to engage with my guide dog? And I think it's like, you know, there's, when I have grown up, there's always been a conversation in my household about going out clubbing or anything like that if I was to do it, which I have never done. I've never been clubbing to this day because of safety. And it's because, you know, I worry about, you know, what if someone tries to put something in my drink? What about if someone tries to kind of like take advantage of the situation that I can't see. And I, you know, it's something I have to be realistic about, because even though I want to live a fully functioning normal life and do all the things I want to do, I still want to actually like take care of my safety, and I still have an awareness of, you know, the things that can happen to a person. And you know, in the back of my mind, I've played out scenarios where something else has happened to me, and I'm then asked by police or the authorities, well, what did the person look like? And I can't tell them, I can't give them a description, because I couldn't see them, and it terrifies me. So there's things I've never done and probably will not do just because of the fact that I can't see. And it is because of safety, it is because of other people, it's not because of me, it's because I worry about something that another person could do.
That's exactly it. It's not anything that you're doing, and it's not anything that any woman's doing. It's what the people doing it are doing. A lot of blindly partially sighted people talk about the same kind of experiences, you know, being touched without any prior, you know, consent being asked for, you know, no discussion. How do we change this? Because it's not something that women need to do to change. It's something that society need to change and men need to change. Where do you think that starts? Is it more policing? Is it education?
I think it actually is education. And I think it is just having a more conscious awareness of the way that, not just even the way that men engage with women, and the way that men, you know, respect women, but also the way that just it's kind of intertwined with lots of different facets of things. And you know, one of them is disability, because you know, disabled women, they may need help, and you know, it's always nice to offer help, but it's how you go about it. And I think that we as a society need to be comfortable with the idea of talking about vulnerability. I think vulnerability becomes a bit of a dirty word, but I think it's about saying vulnerability is not saying you can't do anything. It's not saying that you are not your own person. It's not saying that you should be treated any differently. It's saying that there are things in life that are difficult for me and make me more susceptible to things happening, whether that's becoming ill or whether that's becoming more at risk of, you know, a predator.
What can people do then to make, for somebody listening who's like, this is horrible what I'm listening to and I want to change it, what could they do in that situation?
Make themselves a bit more aware in a more just conventional way. Like if they're, you know, if they're walking behind a woman and they don't want to kind of appear like they are, you know, they have bad intentions, you know, get your phone out and like actually have a conversation with someone, you know, or just do something where you're making some noise so it's quite clear that you're just, you know, going about your business. And if you can, give them space. But also I think, you know, just use respect, and don't talk to a woman as you would talk to, you know, as you'd want someone to speak to your mum, your grandmother, your sisters, your cousins, you know, because that could be someone in your family. So I think kind of use your common sense, and I just think use some compassion as well. And also just remember that when we're talking about the situation, no, we're not talking about all men. I think that's something that's come up a lot this week. You know, a lot of men are getting very upset at this conversation, but we know it's not all men. But it doesn't change the fact that there are still a lot of men who have done this to women, and a lot of women who have experienced harassment. And that's something we have to talk about. And ultimately, this whole conversation started because someone died, you know, so it's something we need to talk about. And I think men need to be comfortable with the fact that this is a conversation that's going to go on for a very long time. And you know, this is probably the new branch of feminism, and this is the direction that feminism needs to take shape in this modern society, I think.
Absolutely, completely right. And it isn't all men, and we know that, but it's enough men to make it a problem, and it's happening, so let's discuss it and change it. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's really important, like you say, to discuss stuff like this and to make sure that women, and blind and partially sighted women especially, know that they're not alone, and know that, you know, we're here for each other, and that this behaviour will not be tolerated. So thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me.